yeah, we're not going to be asking people if they have gotten the COVID shot before they come in and buy a hamburger. And it was actually controversial in California that they were willing to say that. And I know it's crazy to even think about, but you couldn't, Buck, you live in New York City. You couldn't go into McDonald's in Times Square and get a Big Mac without having a COVID shot card to be able to show people.
In New York City, if you wanted to go to a restaurant and you had not gotten the shot, people, generally speaking, not everybody, obviously I've lived in New York during the pandemic, they treated you like you were a reckless monster who didn't care about other people being hurt by your actions. That was the widespread attitude, including going to get a cheeseburger. I remember de Blasio, the worst mayor in the country. I used to think maybe Ted Wheeler in Portland or
Maury Lightfoot was removed
in Chicago. No. Bill de Blasio was the worst mayor in the country when he was mayor. And I remember he had this whole thing where they were giving out Shake Shack to people, which I will say is a very tasty burger. I'm not going to lie. It's a very tasty burger. Much more liberal company in terms of ownership, but a very tasty burger. They were giving out Shake Shack to people to make them get the shot. And so it was in part like, get the shot, we'll get you free Shake Shack, and you'll actually be allowed to get the burger because you'll have the little special card. The fact that they even had vaccine passports for people, and there were apps and all this stuff, that should never be forgotten. That the Democrats who did all this, these people should never be allowed to be in a position of power ever again. What they did is heinous. It was stupid. It was unscientific. I actually just saw a sort of a former colleague of mine, if you will, who's a medical doctor on my flight down here yesterday. And she saw me. She came over. She had done a show as a guest of mine, Clay, many years ago. She's an MD, critical care MD, sort of talking about the COVID thing. And we kind of had this is in the airport, just walking together, had a therapy session. I was like, what? I said, what happened to your profession? She said, it's disgusting. It's horrible. What MDs and doctors. Anyway, on to the happy side of things. I'm a very optimistic guy. In-N-Out burgers are amazing. They're delicious. It's a great company. I wish it was public so I could buy stock. It's a private company, right?
I think that's right. Yeah, it's family owned. I think.
Yeah, if I could buy stock, I would, because I would want to support them and be a part of this ride. Amazingly tasty burgers, and they love science and America.
Yes, and they are moving their East Coast headquarters to Franklin, Tennessee, I believe, and that is my hometown, and they're soon going to be opening In-N-Out Burgers here, where I will be happy to go buy hamburgers and support truth, justice, the American way, and no masks anywhere, as far as the eye can see.
What was the other sandwich place? I haven't even heard of it. You've got all these, like, it wasn't Subway, it was the other place you said was even
Jimmy
better.
John's?
I've never been to a Jimmy John's.
You've never been to a Jimmy John's? John also lives down the street from me here in Franklin, Tennessee now. It is an infinitely superior, in my always humble opinion, sub place to Subway. Not anti-Subway. I also will eat in Subway. But Jimmy John's, better.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Innovation Refunds has helped thousands of small businesses with their ERC tax refunds. The ERC is the Employee Retention Credit. If you own a business with 5 or more employees, you could have money waiting to be claimed. Different industries can have different deductions in their ERC claims.
From construction, healthcare, retailers, bars, restaurants, and to other industries, Innovation Refunds is dedicated to helping business owners navigate the process. Their team of independent tax attorneys are experienced in understanding ways that different kinds of companies can claim tax deductions as a result of the pandemic.
Innovation Refunds is teaming up with John Taffer, the host of Bar Rescue. Together, they're helping restaurant and bar owners find out if they're eligible for the ERC tax credit.
Go to InnovationRefunds.com to see if you qualify. There's no upfront cost, and they don't get paid unless you get paid. Or you can call them at 1-843-REFUNDS. That's 1-843-REFUNDS, or go to InnovationRefunds.com. That's InnovationRefunds.com.
David in Pennsylvania writes in to tell us about his experience with Relief Factor. I tried Relief Factor for hip pain and was surprised that it also helped relieve my shoulder and foot discomfort. After taking it for a month, I stopped, and sure enough, the pain returned. So I started taking Relief Factor again, and within a week, the pain was relieved. I'm now taking Relief Factor daily. Well, thank you, David. You know, I've heard your story before, people stopping and then starting again because it works. As you all know, I had trouble with aches and pains, and climbing steps was brutal. Your first step to living the life you love, free from aches and pains, could just be to order the 3-week quick start for the highly discounted price of $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Try it for yourself and see what all these people are talking about. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingandCooling.com. That's Sun City
Heating. Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. On Capitol Hill, House Oversight Committee Chairman Kentucky Republican James Comer says the Hunter Biden investigation is turning up some troublesome findings.
The Bidens have put themselves first and Americans last. We will continue to follow the money trail and provide the answers, transparency, and accountability that Americans demand and deserve.
Two whistleblowers claiming the Justice Department improperly interfered with a years-long investigation into Hunter Biden. Two agents, Joe Ziegler and Greg Shapley, have claimed that there was a pattern of slow-walking investigative steps into Hunter Biden, including delayed enforcement actions in the months before the 2020 election won by Joe Biden. The Justice Department has vehemently deny the allegations. Also at townhall.com, the Southwest sizzles in a summer heat wave that's echoing around much of the globe.
Phoenix, Arizona broke a record for a major U.S. city with 19 consecutive days at or over 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Outdoor and evening events have been postponed or canceled. Lori McKeachy says she's been homeless for about 3 years, and this past week has been the hottest she can remember. In Scottsdale, Arizona, Heather Moose adapted by taking her dogs for an early morning walk.
Basically, we get to the dog park about 5 o'clock in the morning.
The short-term cause is a high-pressure dome over the western United States. Other parts of the U.S. are simmering under heat advisories with hot and humid conditions forecast from Texas to Florida. I'm Jennifer King.
Russia unleashing intense overnight drone and missile attacks that officials say damage critical port infrastructure in southern Ukraine, including grain and oil terminals, and wounded at least 12 people. The agriculture ministry said the bombardment destroyed 60,000 tons of grain. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 153 points, and the NASDAQ is up now 1 point. More at townhall.com.
The recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Go to nomoredraftywindows.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? It's time to replace. Fog between the glass. Time to replace. Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson, the company with the most five-star reviews among leading full-service window replacement companies. And right now, you can save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. Just text LONG to 200-300 for your free consultation on top-quality, affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Plus, save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. But hurry, these big-dollar savings end this month. Text LONG to 200-300 right now. Text the word LONG to 200-300. Don't wait. Text LONG to 200-300.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, stadium financing expert says the Oakland A's planned Las Vegas Ballpark has all the markings of being a success. Bruce Hoffman, a partner at Winston and Strawn, says if the A's model their stadium plan after the Raiders and the Golden Knights, what they've done, they should have no problem putting fans in the seats. The A's ballpark would be built on at least 9 acres of land at the Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard and would rely on a mix of local fans and tourists to fill it. The facility would be a Major League Baseball's smallest ballpark at 30,000 seats, but Hoffman says the plans are part of the growing trend in building smaller ballparks. The A's recently secured up to $380 million in public funding to help in that $1.5 billion ballpark. The team still needs approval from the baseball owners in order to relocate to Southern Nevada. That's a process which has already begun. Las Vegas is making a run for an all-time stretch of consecutive days with 110-degree or higher temperatures. The 1962 record stands at 10 days from June 17th to the 26th. We're looking for a high again today of 110, a low of 86. It's already 104 degrees in Las Vegas.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. We offer the biggest selection of new Mazda vehicles.
Got a few crashes to look out for right now. Approach with caution. Paradise at Sahara. Eastern at Flamingo. Also, accidents Alta at Campbell. And a new incident at Sahara at Sammy Davis Jr.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settle. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day, July 19th. Good to have you with us. Last night, party elections in the GOP, the Clark County GOP, and Jesse Law won re-election. Pat Casale did not. We hope to visit with Pat Casale in just a bit and get his perspective on what happened and the tone and the tenor of what went on last night. It has been a contentious couple of years in the Clark County Republican Party. We'll talk more about that as we go along. Also, we're still getting reaction. January 6th and the possibility of an indictment. Donald Trump received on Sunday a target letter from the Department of Justice, meaning that he may well be indicted before long. We will talk about that. In fact, Vivek Ramaswamy was on with Neil Cavuto yesterday. He, for one, does not, and this is kind of weird because he's running against him, but he doesn't want to see Trump indicted for January 6th. Here it is.
Vivek Ramaswamy is here. Vivek, what do you make of this?
Look, I think it would be a disaster if this did proceed to an indictment. I just think we are setting a terrible precedent, Neil, of the party in power using police force to indict its lead political opponent in the middle of an election. And I think that this one is even more serious in its consequence than the prior indictments because of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. I think this is what's actually motivating them in this case. That says that if somebody who has sworn an oath of office is now actually convicted on account of either, let's just say, insurrection or rebellion, those are the words used in the 14th Amendment, they're then ineligible for office. And I think that would be a disaster for the country to literally eliminate a lead political rival in the midst of an election. And I say that as someone who is running against Trump. So it would be easier for me if Trump were eliminated, but that's not the outcome that I want to see because I don't think that will be good for the country, Neil.
Nevertheless, that's very different, Vivek, no offense to how you sounded days after the attack on the Capitol when you said or tweeted, I believe, what Trump did last week was wrong, downright abhorrent, plain and simple. I've said it before. You went on to say that Trump's egregious behavior blinds us from seeing that big tech's cure is worse, makes for a winning game for China in the long run when you talked about whether they were fairly dealing with this, fairly dealing with both sides on this. I'm just wondering what changed.
Yeah. Actually, nothing changed, Neil. I've been very consistent at every step, including in the video that I put out today, that I would have made different judgments than Donald Trump did on January 6, 2021.
No. At the time,
mind you,
you
that
said
I'm running
what Trump did
in an election
was wrong.
Against him.
What he did then was wrong.
Absolutely.
You
it was
unequivocal.
Wrong. And Neil, this is, and I'm unequivocal today, that there's a difference between doing something wrong, as he did, versus doing something that is illegal. And I think the dangerous abuse of power in this country, Neil, is converting every bad judgment, every wrong behavior and wrong judgment into something that's criminal when it's politically convenient.
But this is potentially
so I respectfully
more
disagree with you, Neil. I've been crystal clear
it,
and consistent
it,
on this.
This is something more than just a bad judgment, right? I mean, if even prosecutors pursuing this case are right that he galvanized a crowd to do what he did and what they did, does he bear some responsibility for that as the leader of the country, the commander-in-chief?
On the facts as we have them, I don't think he should bear criminal responsibility, and I think that that would be a disastrous precedent in this country. I think what really fueled January 6th, Neil, was a year of censorship, systematic censorship, telling people they couldn't talk about COVID lockdowns, telling people they couldn't talk about the Hunter Biden laptop story on the eve of a presidential election. I think that's a big part of the pent-up frustration that showed up on January 6th.
Do you
and
really
as somebody
believe
who
that most
running
of the,
to
many
lead,
Americans who
Neil,
were troubled
if I
by
may.
That, Vivek?
Neil, if I may.
No, seriously, yep. But do you really believe people who are troubled by that, and you're quite right, many, many were, but they didn't storm the United States Capitol.
There you have it. That is Vivek Ramaswamy on with Neil Cavuto. And he doesn't want to see Trump indicted for January 6th. Meanwhile, there is a House Oversight Committee hearing that's going on right now. Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler, two whistleblower IRS agents. Tell you what, let's do. Let's take you to the hearing room right now. Again, the House Oversight Committee with two, count them, two whistleblowers relative to January 6th. Here we go.
Well, I think it's material to your investigation because it was, after all, other information that led you, you know, related to Hunter Biden's life.
And by the way, Gary Palmer is a Republican from Alabama. He's questioning the two witnesses. This is not about January 6th, by the way. I just want to correct myself. This is about Hunter Biden. Here we go.
And you want to elaborate on that?
So one piece was the
the Hunter Biden laptop. There's a memorandum that I documented contemporaneously in my House Ways and Means Committee testimony that states what Assistant United States Attorney Leslie Wolf told us on that day. I think it was September 3rd of 2020. And that's that they had information from the laptop that they were not providing to the investigators.
Yeah, can I add something on that?
Yes, sir, Mr. Ziegler.
So when it came to questions, as a part of the investigation, we interviewed a lot of people. And as a part of that investigation, you want to feel free to ask questions. It should be an open environment. I realize that there is some attorney-client privilege information involved in this, but there was an environment when we were interviewing witnesses where you were afraid to ask questions. Questions that could lead to the presidential campaign. And this is after the campaign's over. So questions like that, it was restricted, and I was so things like that we were limited to talking about.
Well, it appears to me that you learned about the FD 1023 form through public domain sources, and I can only imagine how you felt about having been denied another piece of relevant information. And I think it's important that the committee understand that you guys who were trying to do due diligence, who were trying to faithfully execute the laws of the United States, were denied evidence relevant to your investigation. I think the 1023 form is a very important piece, Mr. Chairman. I want to ask Mr. Ziegler, at one point you wanted to move the investigation to the District of Columbia. Is that correct?
From the very onset of the investigation, yes.
Why did you want to move it to D.C.?
So there are two different scenarios in where D.C. is involved. So when we first initiated the investigation, and then when we referred prosecution. So which time period? So as far as venue for the tax case, so venue for this case, we saw that when we did our analysis, that venue was either in California or D.C. Well, I guess at the time in the beginning, it was D.C. So that was where we wanted to start our investigation, was in D.C.
But you were told that Attorney Weiss could bring charges anywhere. Was that your understanding?
Okay, so that fast forward to March of 2022, I had a phone call with the prosecutors assigned to the case. They said that our prosecution report went to low-level people at the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office. Those low-level people reviewed it, said, hey, we're going to assist you with this. Here's what we're going to do to help you finish the case here in D.C. A few days later, I get another phone call, and it's from the same assigned attorney, and they tell me that now that the U.S. attorney has reviewed it, that not only is it a no, but it's a no, you should not work this investigation in the District of Columbia.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it appears to me that Mr. Ziegler was misled, and that his instincts were right, that it should have been moved to the District of Columbia. And again, I want to thank you for your courage and your fidelity to the law. I yield back.
That's Gary Palmer, a Republican from Alabama, as they continue.
Thank you, Mr. Shapley, for being here. I understand you see it as your duty to have the strict enforcement of tax laws. Is it true that you have often disagreed with charging decisions before?
I have agreed with charging decisions before.
I'm saying, is it true that you have often disagreed, your recommendations have often been disregarded before when it comes to charging decisions? Is that true?
I don't think disregard is an accurate representation.
They have been, people in your own IRS have disagreed with your decisions often before. Is that accurate?
That's not accurate.
Is it not true that the tax counsel in the criminal department has disagreed often?
By the way, Ro Khanna is asking the questions. He is a Democrat from the People's Republic of California. Here we go.
Have they disagreed, in your opinion, with your recommendation decisions?
Very often, criminal tax attorneys, yes.
Can you give us a percentage of how often you've said we ought to charge someone and they've said, no, that may not be a good idea?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, just ballparking a vast majority of what we do, and that's why they're advisory
And do you have respect for them?
And their advisor.
Do you have respect for them?
Most prosecutors.
It's a simple question, sir. Do you respect those colleagues or not?
Often their opinion is not respected by me.
Do you respect
and prosecutors?
Them? So do you have more respect for them or Mr. Weiss?
I
just think because you have a history of wanting to charge people and then people pushing back. By your own testimony under oath, you said about 90% of the time people are pushing back on what you want to do. And I'm not questioning. I mean, you are a stickler for the law. You know, it reminds me of Les Mis, and you know, the famous person wanted to get the person who had the sandwich. I mean, and then all those times you've got people pushing back on you, and you say, well, they're not very well respected.
Yeah,
well, do you respect Mr. Weiss?
So the criminal tax attorneys, I've never had a case that they declined, that they did not concur with, that we didn't ignore their request and move forward with the
whether. But at 90%, they have disagreed with you, correct? By your own testimony.
Yeah. Yes, I established that. But there.
And let me just ask you on the media. You've given testimony under oath that you have never spoken to the Washington Post, any reporter on this matter, correct?
That's correct.
Do you know? Have you spoken to any media outlet on this matter?
I have spoken after the House Ways and Means Committee.
Before that, have you spoken to any media journalist on this matter?
Absolutely not.
Do you know of any colleague of yours at the IRS who has spoken to any journalist on this matter?
Absolutely not.
Do you know of any investigation into the leaks on this matter?
So the October 6th leak, I was the person who referred it to our inspector general. There
do you know any of your colleagues who are under
in December?
That's Gary Shapley with Ro Khanna of the People's Republic of California. We'll get back to the hearing in just a bit. First, though, want to check in with our friend Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group and the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. He was up for re-election last night, along with other party officials in Clark County. And, Pat, first of all, thanks for joining us. How'd it go last night?
Well, our slate won, except for me. I'm moving on out.
When
Johnny Brew will be the new vice chairman, I wish him the best. And actually, I think that's what Jesse wanted in the long run. I mean, a lot of Jesse's team, they relate better to Johnny Brew. They work together, and they do a lot of different things with social media and whatever. So it's actually a good fit. I only hope they have enough experience in how to get to raise money. That's the key right now. But actually, my position is more open now with the state party. And that's I'm going back to Milwaukee the week of the 21st. I'll be there for the debate and working with Chairman McDowell.
Let me ask you the tenor of last night. There has been a lack of civility in a lot of cases, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of nasty stuff. What was the tenor of the meeting last night in the elections?
Well, there was some chaos. The voting, the count 480 votes took about 2 hours, which is ridiculous. It could have been a little smoother. There was a couple of, I call them burps, but they got worked out. I'll sit here and say this. We have to really speak on a positive note to help one another to win. I said that what was going to happen earlier on Twitter, I basically said I wish these guys the best before it was announced. Then it was confirmed. And Johnny's a good guy, so hopefully he'll do a good job, and hopefully the party will actually come together. That, you know, we've been together for 2 years. We're battle tested, but we haven't proven ourselves to be able to bring people together. There was a lot of newer people there. There's some discomfort. It was, and I will say, every one of the races was pretty reasonably close. They weren't as one-sided as you would imagine. Jesse won by about 50 votes. It was interesting. We had a lot of new faces last night. Probably 200, which out of the 200, I probably didn't even know. Maybe 180 I've never seen before.
So when does Johnny Brew take office, or did he take office
effective
last
today,
night?
Baby. Effective today. So. Right now, that board is together. and they need to make sure that they get the money, raise some money to buy Eno or directors in operations insurance, because